CD 5. A thin whine filled the air. It whirled and howled through the trees, upsetting the squirrels. A few birds flew off in disgust. The noise danced and skittered round the clearing. It whooped, it rasped, it generally offended. The captain, however, regarded the lone bagpiper with an indulgent eye. Little could disturb his equanimity. Indeed, once he had got over the loss of his gorgeous bath during that unpleasantness in the swamp all those months ago, he had begun to find his new life remarkably congenial. A hollow had been scooped out of a large rock which stood in the middle of the clearing, and in this he would bask daily whilst attendants sloshed water over him. Not particularly warm water, it must be said, as they hadn't yet worked out a way of heating it. Never mind, that would come. And in the meantime, search parties were scouring the countryside far and wide for a hot spring, preferably one in a nice leafy glade. And if it was near a soap mine, perfection. To those who said that they had a feeling soap wasn't found in mines, the captain had ventured to suggest that perhaps that was because no one had looked hard enough, and this possibility had been reluctantly acknowledged. No, life was very pleasant, and the great thing about it was that when the hot spring was found, complete with leafy glade en suite, and when in the fullness of time the cry came reverberating across the hills that the soap mine had been located and was producing 500 cakes a day, it would be more pleasant still. It was very important to have things to look forward to. Wail, wail, screech, wail, howl, honk, squeak, went the bagpipes, increasing the captain's already considerable pleasure at the thought that any moment now they might stop. That was something he looked forward to as well. What else was pleasant, he asked himself. Well, so many things. The red and gold of the trees now that autumn was approaching, the peaceful chatter of scissors a few feet from his bath, where a couple of hairdressers were exercising their skills on a dozing art director and his assistant. The sunlight gleaming off the six shiny telephones lined up along the edge of his rock-hewn bath. The only thing nicer than a phone that didn't ring all the time, or indeed at all, was six phones that didn't ring all the time, or indeed at all. Nicest of all was the happy murmur of all the hundreds of people slowly assembling in the clearing around him to watch the afternoon committee meeting. The captain punched his rubber duck playfully on the beak. The afternoon committee meetings were his favourite. Other eyes watched the assembling crowds. High in a tree on the edge of the clearing squatted Ford Prefect, lately returned from foreign climes. After his six-month journey, he was lean and healthy. His eyes gleamed. He wore a reindeer skin coat. His beard was as thick and his face as bronzed as a country rock singer's. He and Arthur Dent had been watching the Golgafrinchens for almost a week now, and Ford had decided it was time to stir things up a bit. The clearing was now full. Hundreds of men and women lounged around, chatting, eating fruit, playing cards, and generally having a fairly relaxed time of it. Their tracksuits were now all dirty and even torn, but they all had immaculately styled hair. Ford was puzzled to see that many of them had stuffed their tracksuits full of leaves, and wondered if this was meant to be some form of insulation against the coming winter. Ford's eyes narrowed. They couldn't be interested in botany of a sudden, could they? In the middle of these speculations, the captain's voice rose above the hubbub.
All right, he said. I'd like to call this meeting to some sort of order, if that's at all possible. Is that all right with everybody?
He smiled genially.
In a minute, when you're all ready.
The talking gradually died away, and the clearing fell silent, except for the bagpiper, who seemed to be in some wild and uninhabitable musical world of his own. A few of those in his immediate vicinity threw some leaves to him. If there was any reason for this, then it escaped Ford Prefect for the moment.